On his first Thursday back at Apple, Jobs called for a telephonic board meeting and outlined the problem. The directors balked. They asked for time to do a legal and financial study of what the change would mean. "It has to be done fast," Jobs told them. "We're losing good people." Even his supporter, Ed Woolard, who headed the compensation committee, objected. "At DuPont, we never did such a thing," he said. "You brought me here to fix this thing, and people are the key," Jobs argued. When the board proposed a study that could take 2 months, Jobs exploded. "Are you nuts?" He paused for a long moment of silence, then continued. "Guys, if you don't want to do this, I'm not coming back on Monday, because I've got thousands of key decisions to make that are far more difficult than this. And if you can't throw your support behind this kind of decision, I will fail. So if you can't do this, I'm out of here. And you can blame it on me. You can say Steve wasn't up for the job."